Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. It is so good to be back after a week off and vacation in Pinehurst with the family. And what better way to kick off this evening's show than visiting with Basketball Hall of Famer, the great Nancy Lieberman, who we have invited on to get her view on the reigning NBA champions, the San Antonio Spurs, their decision to hire Becky Hammon as the first full-time paid female assistant in the NBA. And just to recap for our listeners, of course, Becky Hammon has very impressive credentials. It was 16 seasons in the WNBA. She's a six-time All-Star, two-time first-team All-WNBA. We're thrilled to have you with us tonight, Nancy. What was your reaction when you heard the news? Because you certainly have been a trailblazer and a pioneer in the game of basketball.
Well, I was excited, and Becky is a very dear friend of mine. I'm very proud of her. I've known her since she was in college, and when she was hired, the first thing that came to mind was, wow, Pop has so much respect for her basketball IQ, her knowledge, her interpersonal skills, how she handles herself with players. And, you know, when she sat out last year because of her ACL, it gave her a chance to intern with the Spurs and be in practice every single day with them. She already had great relationships with Parker, Ginobili, and Duncan, but then the coaching staff had a chance to see her teachability, her IQ, and she's very qualified, by the way.
Absolutely, and of course, the San Antonio Spurs, owners of five NBA titles. You really do, Nancy, have to tip your hat to the organization. It was a bold move, but this was not a publicity stunt. I mean, they have downplayed this historic hiring. As you had just talked about, it was their belief in her, her basketball IQ, and that she is absolutely qualified.
Well, I mean, anybody who knows anything about the Spurs history, philosophy, knows that they're not a bells and whistles kind of franchise. They did this because they respected her and thought she was the right person for the right job. And it's not a surprise that you don't see R.C. Buford and the owner and all the other people all over TV validating Becky Hammon. She's already validated because she has the job. And what they showed is anything is possible. You know, it won't be whether a woman can coach in the NBA now. It'll be how many doors will this open? Will teams take a hard look at, wow, you know, this could be an asset? I mean, look at all the different coaches they have. They have PD coaches, strength coaches, yeah, trainers, mind coaches. You have all those things, and now you have, you know, a woman that knows her basketball. And she's like a sister to a lot of these players, so she communicates a little bit more differently with them than the average person does.
Basketball Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And Nancy, just to step back, you had mentioned that Becky is a personal friend. You've known her for a long time. What else can you share about her and the impact that she will have, not only with the team, but with the San Antonio organization?
Well, they already knew her. I mean, she had, you know, how long has she been there playing? 8 years?
Right.
I mean, they see her every day. They know the woman she is. And, you know, you don't get hired on resumes anymore. You get hired on relationships. And she had, you know, built a great relationship with Coach Pop and the players. And they, you know, I mean, they were very, very comfortable with her coming in and being a part of their organization. So that was a huge barrier to break. I just think the NBA has led all professional teams in diversity, minority hiring, ownership of minorities, GMs, presidents of the team, former players. I mean, they've done an incredible job, absolutely incredible job of making sure that they take care of their own. And I'm really proud of the NBA. This is a glorious day for the league, the Spurs, and for women.
And you know, Nancy, when the news did come out about the hiring of Becky Hammon, you were one of the first to say that this is as a glorious day for the NBA, an awesome day for women, and the NBA has always been a leader in diversity and opportunity. My question to you is, will there ever be a woman as a head coach in the NBA? Will we see that in our lifetime?
You know, I don't know if in my lifetime there'll be a woman head coach, but you have to start somewhere. We now have an assistant coach. We also have to earn the respect, and we have to be qualified, and you never know what's going to happen. But right now, it's a great day.
And you certainly, you've been the head coach of the Texas Legends, the D-League, right there in Dallas. I have to ask you, you've accomplished so many things throughout your incredible, your prolific career. Is that on your bucket list? I mean, do you have aspirations perhaps to be a head coach one day in the NBA?
Oh, absolutely. I've been, you know, that's very important to me to be a coach in the NBA. I've been at this for a long time. I love this game. I loved my stint coaching in the NBA D League, and now with the Legends being their assistant GM. And it's really important to me. You know, when you love something and you're committed to it, that's what you want to do. So, yeah, I think Becky, you know, not only opens the door to other women, she opens the door for me. And I hope to get an opportunity one day. I would be very humbled and very honored, for a team to take a look at me and say, hey, you know what, to do what Donnie Nelson did. I mean, Donnie championed me.
Yeah.
I mean, he the same way Popovich is protecting Becky, and she doesn't have to worry about anything but doing her job because you feel protected from your organization. That's what Donnie Nelson did for me when I was coaching in the D-League. There's going to be naysayers out there, but, you know, Donnie was right there front and center, and that meant everything to me.
Well, Nancy, you're someone that I have tremendous respect and admiration for, the many gender barriers that you have overcome, a source of inspiration to many. But, you know, pointing out November 2009, when you became the head coach for the Texas Legends in the D-League, and which is, of course, an affiliate with the Mavericks, would you mind sharing what that experience was like for you coaching male players, and how were you able to connect?
Well, you try to be real. You want to be prepared. You have to communicate. You have to care about these guys. You want to empower them to do things that they've never done before. And, you know, we have to keep teaching. We wanted to be a great teaching staff. And, we were fortunate. You know, we made the playoffs. We were one of four teams in the D-League that made the playoffs our first year.
Yeah.
But the guys, we all believed in each other. And it started from Donnie Nelson through our assistant coaches to our team. And, you know, we were all on the same page of respect and belief. I had to come with the goods. I had to make sure that I was aware of what I had to do on a daily basis and how you treat people.
And what advice would you give to Becky Hammon on coaching men as opposed to coaching women?
I don't need to give Becky any advice. She's been doing this her whole life. She's going to be just fine. She might have to give me advice.
Okay, so of course, Greg Popovich, the first head coach to make history. Why do you think, Nancy, that this hasn't happened sooner? I mean, obviously, Coach Popovich, very open-minded and sees the value as bringing a woman on his staff.
That's a question for Coach Popovich. I can't answer that. I'm just proud of him.
Nancy Lieberman with us just a few more minutes this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I just think overall, when you step back, were you a bit surprised by the reaction? I mean, we see men coaching women, Gina Auriemma, Bill Finley at Iowa State, Bill Laimbeer, why this perhaps has taken so long. Can you provide some insight perspective on that, Nancy?
You know, this is going to be the first of many opportunities. I don't know why it's taken so long. You know, life is like that. Why did it take so long for, African-Americans to play Major League Baseball? It took somebody with conviction. It took somebody with guts and belief. And Branch Rickey did that. And, you know, the story about Jackie Robinson is unprecedented. It opened the door for so many other people. And, you know, I think this is what's going to happen in our sport. I don't think you're going to see a firestorm of girls, women coaching in the NBA. But I think qualified people are going to do that.
We've only got about another minute with Nancy Lieberman this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and I want to just kind of transition here quickly. Would you mind sharing what were your thoughts when you saw the horrific injury of Paul George and that compound leg fracture? I mean, it was an extremely unfortunate incident and happened on a highly visible stage.
Well, I'm like with everybody else. It was horrific. I turned my head. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch it. I'm such a fan of what Paul George has done and the young man and his character that it's, I just wish him the best and a speedy recovery. And I know that he will work hard to get back.
Nancy Lieberman has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I know, Nancy, you're very busy right now. We sincerely appreciate you carving out some time and joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Nance.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, E.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.